we're back in studio with one of my favorite guys on the planet. You've seen him on Last Comic Standing. You've seen him on Hungover Games, the other movie that you played a porn star. What's going on with you in these roles, though? I don't like this version of Dad Fan. I don't like seeing you play a porn star.
You know, it's funny because on Cellular, I played an artist, a movie with actually Captain America, Chris Evans.
Oh, wow.
So I did a movie with him. So that was pretty, you know, family character. And then I did Family Guy. And I was like, okay, some of the characters were pretty family-like. And then recently, in the last year, it's like porn star
because when
naked.
I look at you, you're the most wholesome guy. I mean, I would take you home to meet my folks. You've already met my girlfriend. I mean, you're one of those guys that, you know, you're not embarrassed at that fan. And Hollywood just has this image of you like you're Ken Jeong's like evil stepbrother.
Everybody has a dark side. Right. Well, I mean, I'm not exactly, you know, Mother Teresa.
Well, yes, you are. Because acting, I mean, yes, it should be a stretch. So you got this new movie rollout, which I think is going to be probably your defining role. And that's not saying much considering the characters you played before. But this one, I think you're sinking.
Wait, which
your
movie
teeth
are we talking about? 108
Stitches.
Yes.
It's a baseball movie. Right? Take us through it, and you're actually a lead in this.
I'm a lead in the movie as well as two others in there, and it is my first movie where I'm the lead, one of the top three leads of the film.
That's awesome.
There's actors on the movie that, you know, the mother of Cylons on Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, wow.
She's on, yeah, we have baseball cameos that I can't say right now, and we have all sorts of other.
So this is a real movie.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, I'm really excited that I'm in the film, and I'm in almost every scene. Like, I'm in most of the scenes with Aaron, and I'm in most of the scenes with Ryan.
Well, you killed it in Hungover Games. Granted, it wasn't exactly, you know, a thespian, a true thespian type role, but you knocked it out of the park, and that's all you can do. So the acting bug, has it beat you now? Because you're doing pretty well.
You know, here's the thing is that I'm not like, oh, I have to be on a movie. It's more like doing these movies have given me the chance to really appreciate it's like camp, I was mentioning before. I've been on set with Angelica Houston, Danny DeVito, and it's like, wow, this is really cool that they're just talking to me like I'm another peer, even though they're way bigger, you know? And to do these scenes with Aaron, I want to do well. I don't know if that's the Asian in me or what, but I want to like knock it out of the park and get an A-plus on the role instead of just doing like a half whatever job, you know what I mean? So I guess I'm addicted to trying to do a good job, and once I've made it onto set, then I have to want to prove myself. And plus this is permanent. Like, once the movie's out, it's not like you can go back and redo it. It's not like a comedy show where you have another chance to go up and do another set. This is permanently on digital, and it's on Blu-ray, and it's on, you know what I mean?
Lasts forever.
Yeah, so sometimes it's really hard because, like, I'll be at a hotel on tour, and then Cellular will come on.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm enjoying the movie. And then when I'm about to pop up, I'm like, oh, and I almost don't want to.
The comedian comes out of me, and you're like, I could have done that so much
better. Yeah, I'm like, I'm heckling myself. Right. I'm like, look at this. Look at the way he, the head's shaking too much. Look at the move. And then I'm like, I'm berating myself a lot worse than my buddies who are sitting next to me. So I think it's harder to see myself on a film than, and there's certain movies I watch over and over again. I've watched Prometheus and also The Way and a million, like Lost in Translation, all these movies. I've seen it probably 40, 50, 60 times.
Right.
I relax by being on my laptop and look at the film. But when it's my own film, it's on Blu-ray right there on the rack, and I'm afraid to grab it because I'm so self-critical.